New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hey everybody, it's Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis is away today. And you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. So if you have any kids with ADHD, autism, anxiety, or addiction, or know anyone who has it, then please tune in to today's radio podcast because we have the amazing Beth Greer. Beth is a holistic-minded therapist individual, and she helps people live toxin-free. So Beth, welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio. I'm really excited to have you on today because you are doing some incredible research. Tell us about it.
Oh. Thank you. Well, yeah, it's been alarming. There's a deterioration happening in the health of our children. And when I started, you know, noticing, just talking to the pediatricians that I know, that they're alarmed that their patients are, they're all like, something like 80% of their patients are now have chronic disease. And it was like, really? You know, so one in 10 is diagnosed with ADHD. More than half got their diagnosis before age 6. 1 in 10 has asthma. 1 in 9 has seriously contemplated suicide. 1 in 8 has depression. 1 in 6 has a developmental disability. And 1 in 3 are obese or overweight. And a 2016 report just came out that said 40% of kids under 18 have food allergies. And this other statistic really kind of, you know, opened my eyes. In the past 10 years, colitis, this is all in children, right? Colitis has tripled, diabetes has quadrupled, and Crohn's disease is up 79%. So what is going on? I mean, there is a crisis, I think.
So what have you found out through the research that you're doing? What do you believe is contributing to all these statistics?
Well, I know a really big thing is the food. It's the food that we're eating, the food that we're feeding our children. And a lot of it has to do from some of the pediatricians I've been talking to, when they get the kids off of GM foods, you know, genetically modified foods, because that is destroying their guts. And so soy and corn, for example, non-organic and processed foods, it's destroying their guts. And so there's a gut-brain connection. When they take them off these foods, their behaviors change dramatically. It's pretty significant. So something, you know, parents should really think about is really pay attention and just eat organic food whenever possible and avoid the processed foods. And some of the things, like in Europe, for example, food dyes, artificial food colorings, are banned because these chemicals cause behavioral problems in children. But here in America, you know, they're sold, not only are they in the food, they're in children's medication, they're in cough syrups, they're in children's Tylenol. I mean, it's remarkable. So, you know, an easy switch would be, you know, just make sure you start reading labels and avoid food dyes.
Now, what about, you know, pharmaceutical drugs? A lot of parents, when they get a diagnosis that their child has ADHD or ADD, what have you come across in terms of speaking to pediatricians or speaking to other health experts that, you know, what is the best approach for kids who have this type of, you know, ADHD or ADD?
There are some really great holistic doctors out there that people can look for. And I have a radio show called Kids in Crisis where I interview. I have about 30 interviews right now up on my website, supernaturalmom.com. And so what they're saying is that that these drugs should be a last resort, not a first resort, and that when your child starts to have these exhibit these behaviors, there are things that need to happen first. They need to be tested. Their biochemistry should be tested. You know, one doctor I spoke to said she got kids off of screen time for 4 weeks. Now, it's not easy, right, to get a kid off of screen time
easy.
Because so many schools, you know, they give them computers and you're right there with the laptop. But when she got them like a detox off the screens for a month, their symptoms healed up. She, you know, a child who was diagnosed as bipolar reversed, totally fine. So they look at diet. You know, a lot of these doctors are saying get the kids off of gluten and dairy. Those are two big triggers that I spoke to a functional psychiatrist who said she had a young woman who was hallucinating and diagnosed as schizophrenic, and all she did was get her off gluten, and her hallucinations went away.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes into your whole, you know, 40% of kids under 18 who are being diagnosed with food allergies. I mean, it really is on the rise. And for sure, when it comes to what our kids are eating, I mean, but like you're saying, it's food. It's also what we're putting on our, you know, what they're putting on their body. It's the environment.
Right.
It's the screen time. I mean, these kids are exposed to so many more things that even we were when we were younger.
Right.
And,
you
know, it's tougher.
There are things in the home that, you know, people can do. And this is sort of the basis of my book, Supernatural Home. Aside from the food dyes, take a look at the fragrance that we're using in our personal care products, in our household cleaners, for example. The word fragrance on the label can mean up to 100 different synthetic chemicals are present.
Yep.
And so if you already have sort of compromised immune system, if your gut is a little wonky, and then you're introducing these artificial chemicals, it impacts the liver, it impacts the brain. So another thing are, you know, air fresheners, dryer sheets. That whole thing can really be a trigger, aside from just upper respiratory issues, but also on behavior. And another, you know, big area that people need to pay attention to, I believe, are electromagnetic fields. I go into people's homes and I measure these fields because I think they're very significant in terms of how they impact health. And I remember this little boy had headaches and he was very fidgety, and 2 years, you know, and I had gone into their home. It was a parent at my daughter's school, which was a Waldorf school. And so this mother was particularly conscious, you know, everything was organic and everything was clean and everything was fragrance free. And I was wondering what I was going to find. And I walked into the little boy's bedroom and he had a giant air purifier right next to the headboard of his bed. And I said, you know, what is this doing here? And the mom said, well, my son has allergies, so I have the air purifier going. And it was a huge field on it from my Gauss meter. And so I moved it just 10 feet away, and the fields drop off dramatically. And she thought, you know, she had to keep the machine close to his head, the closer the better, you know, but that's not true. And so we moved it 10 feet away, and the next day she called me up in tears, and she said, this is the first day he woke up without a headache in 2 years. And it's amazing. So there are things
it's so important that, you know, especially kids nowadays with everybody has cell phones, you know, make sure that you put your cell phone on airplane mode when you're going to bed, you know, even your kids, yourself, turning off those electromagnetic fields, right? And a lot of kids, they'll put their cell phone under their pillow. So really important that they, you know, airplane mode, turn off your Wi-Fi at night. I mean, there are some simple solutions. Our kids are being exposed to Wi-Fi all day long in school, and then they come home and they're exposed to it all day, all night long at home. So the best thing we can do for ourselves and our kids is turning off that Wi-Fi at night and, you know, giving them a break from those EMFs that are going on their head. But I love that you bought a Gauss meter. I actually have a Gauss meter too. So I love that you have one. And I would go around my house, you know, checking the dirty electricity in my house. So, but I do think it's very important. And there are things that you could do. I did a great Facebook Live. I interviewed this guy. His name was Armando. And I'm trying to remember the name of his company, but he was, you know what, I'm going to find it and I'm going to put it on Radio MD. And basically, there are certain things that you can use now or put on your body that can help with the radiation. I mean, even something as simple as a shungite that you can wear around your neck. But anyways, I digress.
Right.
But, you know, more into what you're talking about, you know, in terms of quality and all that. I think it's so important.
Right. But one of the things, you know, to pay attention to in terms of the electromagnetic fields is that look at what's on the other side of the wall from the bedroom, let's say, where you're sleeping. Because I remember I went into a woman's home and her child was very agitated and wasn't sleeping well. And the crib was right up against a wall. And on the other side, and I measured the field, very high field. Mm-hmm. It turned out there was a refrigerator on the other side.
Oh, wow.
She was sleeping next to the garage, so she had an extra refrigerator in there. And so we just moved the crib because, you know, couldn't move the refrigerator. But we moved the crib to the other side of the room, and it totally remedied the problem. So there are very simple solutions. Just, if you're aware, you just need to become, you know, really conscious of what's around you, and that'll make a huge difference.
No, I completely agree. All right, so now, you know, let's talk a little bit about personal care products, because, you know, 60% of what we put on our bodies get absorbed into our bodies. So tell us a little bit about that and how that impacts our children.
Sure. There's some pretty toxic chemicals in our everyday products. I remember, you know, especially like teenage boys or pre-teenage boys are using Axe deodorant spray, and it has phthalates in it, which is it's a plasticizer, and it makes fragrances last longer. But what it does is it's also a neurotoxin. It impacts the brain. And I remember speaking at a middle school, and I talked to these kids about, you know, how it's really important to avoid these fragrances. And I said, you know, because they affect your hormones. And I said, you know, what hormones do, hormones can make you short and fat, you know. And so somehow this kind of resonated, because the next day I got an email from one of the moms, and she said, what did you say to my son? Because he's been using Axe deodorant spray for the past year, and he threw it out. So, you know, it's just, so yeah, there are things in our personal care products. So, you know, look at your deodorants, for example. There's propylene glycol, which is found in antifreeze. So, and that's found in a lot of stick deodorants, for example. So we don't want to be putting that under our armpits, you know, no matter what age we are.
You know, I'd love to see more brands that come out for products for tweens and teens, because, you know, my daughter, she's 12 and she's just getting into that realm now where they're going to, you know, she's not wearing makeup yet, but, you know, someday she'll wear some lip gloss on the weekend if she goes to a special event. And I buy her all non-toxic makeup or chemical-free makeup. But what, you know, for a lot of these girls, going to the pharmacy and checking out all the makeup and trying it on, I mean, that's an activity for them. And I really wish I'd see more brands that come out with these chemical-free makeups, chemical-free deodorants, chemical-free feminine hygiene. I mean, let's talk about tampons and pads. I mean, I've been working with Nature Care for so many years, right? And, you know, tampons and pads that have all these chemicals in it that our kids and our tweens are using.
Fragrances and the chlorine bleach in them. Yes, terrible. But, you know, speaking about makeup, my daughter, I also bought her all natural cosmetics and makeup and everything. But then the peer pressure, you know, so she's like, one day I see in her purse when she's 19 now, but when she was like 15 or 16, she had Maybelline Great Lash. And I said, you know, this has mercury in it. It doesn't matter to her. It's like, well, I like this mascara because it works, and all my friends use it, and, you know, yours is like smears, and so it's a challenge, you know. So sometimes you just have to kind of wait it out until they get to be a little bit older and they can understand the health consequences.
Well, it is. It's true. So, but yes, you're right. And they have moms like us that try to tell, you know, show them the better route. But yeah, I mean, kids are kids and they're going to experiment and they're going to try different things. But that's why I, you know, having a brand or several brands that are in the pharmacies that are make it cool for the girls to go and the kids to go and try, you know, use their products, that their friends will be like, check out this brand of nail polish. It has no, you know, it has no formaldehyde and no toluene and no, like, you know, so it's just, you know, making it more accessible to kids. But I do agree. And that's why I am a big fan. So, you know, if you're starting your girls out on tampons and pads, Nature Care, organic tampons, very important to, you know, to use. But, you know, Beth, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners before we end today's podcast?
I just think that I want parents to know, because I've been through this with my own daughter who had ADHD, and she was addicted to drugs and alcohol. And doctors wanted to put, she had been cutting herself, and doctors wanted to put her on SSRIs, you know, antidepressants and all this stuff. And I really, like, had to be strong and find another way. And I actually found a doctor and a lab in Chicago that I got her blood and urine measured, and discovered she had some deficiencies, some B6 and folic acid deficiencies, some, you know, genetic predisposition to this. And so when we put her on supplements, you know, her whole behavior changed. She's clean and sober for 2 years, you know, doing well in college. So I'm so glad that I didn't sort of follow, you know, the the admonitions of the psychologist who were telling me to put her on meds, and, you know, they were concerned that she might be suicidal. And it just, there are things out there, safe alternatives that you see, because when they put children on medication, it's just a Band-Aid. They're really not getting to the root cause. And so I want parents to know to start looking for qualified naturopathic doctors to work with your kids and find the root cause, whether it's food allergies or screen time or, you know, certain nutritional deficiencies. And, you know, they can listen to some of the interviews that I've done with these amazing people. And I'm actually working on a book about this now, because I just think it's really critical for parents to know that there is help out there. And
I love that you talked about genetic testing, because we're about to do some really cool things with genetic testing. And you're like the second person that has told me about helping their daughter with some type of deficiency due to genetic predisposition. So, I mean, that really is so interesting to me, and being able to provide that to our children to say, okay, you know, you're prone to anxiety, you're prone to depression, you're prone to suicide, right, or whatever it is, and helping them through these, you know, through what their genetics are, to be able to provide them with the nutritional, you know, support that they need, or other support that they need that can help offset it, right? So that they can get help, and doesn't always have to be, I mean, drugs,
absolutely,
there's a place and, you know, for drugs, but maybe there are other ways to, you know, to help them as well.
And it was so liberating to hear from this doctor that I took her to. You know, he said to me, your daughter's not an addict. She's self-medicating. Her brain does just not shut off. She has low stress tolerance and high anxiety. And so, you know, and that's fantastic, because otherwise you labeled as, okay, I'm an alcoholic for the rest of my life. Like, no, not necessarily. So, you know, it was very, very encouraging for me. And
very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Beth. So interesting. Okay. And thank you for the chat. And I do want to thank Goddess Garden, who sponsored Naturally Savvy's radio show this month. And without companies like Goddess Garden, who make chemical-free sunscreen, I interviewed Nova Covington. She's the CEO. You can listen to it on a past podcast. Incredible story of somebody who wanted to make a difference because her daughter was sensitive. Again, you know, we go back to that, Beth, sensitive to chemicals that were in the conventional sunscreen. So thank you, Goddess Garden. And thank you, Beth, for being a guest on our show today. And just share your website one more time for everybody if they want to go and learn more about you.
Sure. It's supernaturalmom.com. And I have some great information. And if you click on the podcast link, you can download. And they're also on iTunes. You know, I've got some fantastic interviews with lots of holistic doctors, and even with my own daughter, who talked about her journey. So that was
awesome.
Fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. I think we should be a guest on your show one time too. We should have Lisa and I on your guest on your show. Because, you know what? I mean, listen, it's all about sharing, right? And it's all about, you know, together making a difference. So thank you. I'm Andrea Donsky, and Lisa Davis will be back next time. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.